So in the name of Jesus, I share some Bible message with us as a mutual encouragement, and then we will pray together. And in this prayer section, I use this topic, O Lord, increase my faith. Let's turn to a verse in Gospel Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, verse 1. From verse 1 to verse 4, Luke 17, verse 1 to 4, Gavin, can you read aloud? Thank you. So this is Jesus said to his disciples, it is impossible that offense will come, but all to him through whom they come. So this just gives us a very clear picture in the future, even in the church, in the house of the Lord. It will come out something. You just cannot figure out why this happened in the church. Yes, it is impossible, but that offense will come. Okay, so always you will see some conflict in the church, even among your brothers, sisters, or among the workers. But we have to make sure we are not the one to cause other offense. We are not the so-called in verse 4. This the one you put someone, you put a stone on someone's neck and then put him in the sea. Don't become this stumbling block of others, because all to him, right? But we have to prepare ourselves set our mindset first. So when we see something happen in the church, you are not going to be surprised. How come this happened? But as we heard a lot of the encouragement from speakers, every time when you see something, you come to yourself first. Am I such a person? Am I a person to cause others to fall? Do I offend someone through my innocent word, or I don't really I really have this intention to cause someone? So we discipline ourselves, be careful ourselves first. And then in verse 3, Jesus said, take heed to yourself. If your brother trespass against you, then rebuke him, and if he repented, forgive him. In this ICS, we learn a life of forgiveness. And we use the story of Joseph, and we study a lot. During this past 10 hours in the life of Joseph, we study very detailed about his almost every step so far. Jesus, he gives us this guideline and principle. If your brother trespass against you, yes. If this is a sin, you have to say it. He said aloud, this is wrong. So rebuke him, yes. Because out of love. And love is you don't like unrighteousness, right? So when we see something wrong, we have to really make it known to others. But if your brother say he repent, but you have to go forgive. And if the trespass against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to you saying, I repent, you should forgive him. Jesus just used a very extreme example to encourage us. Even in this situation, we have to also repent. We have to also forgive. And the prerequisite is, if person repent, then you should forgive him, right? So, of course, we are not going to the one who against the brother seven times a day, right? We are not going to be like that. But we must be the one who can really forgive others seven times in a day. Okay? So it seems very difficult. How can I forgive if just like the story of Joseph? Can you forgive? Can you? Yes, we should. We have to. And if we have faith, if we really pray our Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to increase our faith, we can do it. Everyone can really forgive others. So let's turn to verse 5. Verse 5 and 6. Can sister with aloud, can read aloud. Tammy, can you read aloud? 17, yeah. 5 and 6. Thank you. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Why in verse 5, the apostles, they ask, the Lord said, increase our faith. Why? Right after Jesus said, you forgive seven times a day. And then they find out, increase our faith. So can you connect this message together? How are you going to ever forgive others really, even seven times a day? You forgive faith. So faith will make us really practice the word of God. So we have to, just like the apostles, their prayer, oh Lord, increase our faith. With faith, we can really have victory in Jesus. And to in verse 6, Jesus said, if you have faith like just a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this tree, then you pluck up by the root and then plant in the seed. So what does the tree bother you have to remove from this place to ocean? Right? So it's just something related to, it seems impossible. But with faith, the faith is alive, then really we can make things impossible become possible. So increase our faith. And in this passage, Jesus later, he described it in verse 7 to verse 9. Jesus used a parable, right? 7 to 9, okay? Vincent, can you read? Okay. So now in verse 7, Jesus said, "But which of you, you have a servant plowing or labor in the field, and then you will say to him, by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to eat, to meat?" No. As a servant, you have to still to labor, to serve the master, right? And in verse 8, of course, the master will say to the servant, "You make ready, and I will eat first. And after I eat, and then you can enjoy the meal." It's because it's, you are servant. Okay? And in verse 9, "If the servant just did what the master said, where the master say thank you to him?" Yes, maybe out of courtesy or out of polite, the master will say thank you. But in reality, this is what the servant have to do. He's the servant's duty to do, to perform it. So, how are you going to connect this parable, Jesus' word, with faith and then with forgiveness? How are you going to make it sense, make sense to you? In verse 10, "Likewise," okay, Bishop and Sister Melissa, can you read? Verse 10. Amen. "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." So, how to increase faith? What is the point that Jesus answered sermon, this disciples' question? Their request is, "Oh Lord, increase our faith," right? But Jesus, he doesn't say, "Oh, I will increase you how much percent?" Because increase is, if you have 10%, you increase to become 20%, and then up to 50%, 75%, something like that. It increases, right? But what Jesus answered them is, "You just do whatever you're supposed to do." So, just like a sermon, we are a sermon to serve the master. We just do it. Do what? We just an unprofitable servant. So whatever the master teaches us, he asks us to do, then we do it. We serve wholeheartedly. "Oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Yes. Yes, sir. Please sit and eat." We prepare everything, just like a sermon. After we do it, we finish what we should do. Then our faith will increase automatically. That's how Jesus taught his disciples. Even just like it's difficult to forgive others, you do come up with a mentality, an attitude like, "I just an unprofitable servant. I just perform what I'm supposed to do. I do everything I was commanded." Then our faith increases. And we can really forgive others. And our life, our faith will be really alive. Even just like as small as mustard seed. But it will make a powerful thing. Just like to move mountain, to unplug the tree from here to there. So faith is very important. And faith, we can increase it through living in the Word of God. So that's why we are going back to our local church. This is what we have to do it. We do, we listen, and we perform just like a sermon. And we do it wholeheartedly and joyfully to the church, to our fellow brothers and sisters, to serve your family members, and then our faith will increase. And this is how we can establish ourselves and equip ourselves to become a future soldier of Christ. And by doing so, everyone, we will also remain in the church 30 years later. And maybe some of us will become a preacher, the future preacher, to serve and to continue this mission of Jesus to spread this gospel. So may God grant us this faith and understanding about living in the Word of God, and our faith, our love, our power all will increase greatly, and we will really have the image of Jesus on one. So let's, as our mutual encouragement, so let's come together and pray with our wholeheartedly, and to really equip ourselves for later, after tomorrow we go back, but we are with power too. Let's pray together.